Heavenly Father, I thank you, God, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, Lord, that each one of us have come here tonight to, God, Lord, to say, God, Lord, you, I'm here to worship you, God. Lord, I lay aside everything else, God, Lord. I lay aside. And tonight, God, Lord, I declare to God, Lord, I thank you, God, Lord, that here I am to worship. Here I am to say that you are my God, God. Faithfully, God. Unashamed, God. Without doubt, without fear, that I say, here I am, God. You are my God. Here I am to worship. Hallelujah. Here I am to worship, God. To bless your name. Hallelujah. To lift you up, God. No matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, hallelujah, you're altogether lovely, God. You're altogether, Lord. You're wonderful, God. You're altogether, hallelujah. Lord, I might sometimes feel like I'm not together, God, but you're altogether lovely, hallelujah. You're altogether lovely. So, God, I pray right now to God, Lord, that, Lord, I pray that you speak to our hearts to God, Lord, that you bring us to that place in understanding, God, that you are altogether, God. Lord, we might be out of shape. There might be something within our hearts to God, Lord, that we're struggling with. But God, you're all together lovely, God. And I glorify your name and I bless you in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody give God a shout. Come on, say, tell him, here I am to worship. Amen. Here I am. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Glorify. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Children may go to their class. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify your name. I glorify your name. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. Amen. He's altogether lovely. Hallelujah. Come on, as the praise team sang, he's altogether lovely. Hallelujah. He's altogether lovely. I pray that you hear that in the Spirit. I pray that you catch that. Amen. He's altogether. Things might be tough. Things might look hard, whatever you're going through. But I'm here to tell you, to confirm within your spirit, that you know that he's altogether lovely. Hallelujah. He's altogether. When we are messed up, hallelujah. When we're struggling, hallelujah. When we feel like we're in the fire, hallelujah. He's altogether lovely. He's got it all together. When we feel like things are shaking and breaking, hallelujah. He's altogether lovely. He's altogether. He's got it all together. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. He's got it. He's stable. Hallelujah. He's not unstable in his ways. Hallelujah. He is sure foundation. He's my rock. Hallelujah. He's my salvation. Hallelujah. He's altogether lovely. Hallelujah. I shall not be shaken. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I shall not be shaken.
Shall not be shaken.
Oh, tell someone else, I shall not be shaken.
Shall not be shaken.
I shall not be shaken. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be shaken. Hallelujah. Because I serve a God that's got it all together. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. Amen. He is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give him one more praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that you just, Lord, just speak to our hearts. Confirm within each one of us to God, Lord. Lord, let your understanding enlighten us, God. Let us be enlightened by your word, God, Lord, that it grips our hearts. This word is alive and is true. Amen. You believe this is alive? Do you believe God speaks? Amen. He speaks in through his word. Amen. He speaks through his word. I love God's word. And it says, now he which establishes us in Christ Jesus and hath anointed us. Say, he's anointed us. I want you to get this. I want you to take hold of this. He's anointed me. Amen. He's anointed us in Christ Jesus. Tell your neighbor, I'm anointed. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know that I'm anointed for whatever I'm facing. Amen. He's not left me forsaken. I'm anointed for whatever I'm going through. I'm anointed for this. Come on. Amen. I want you to help me tonight, because I feel that God wants to just speak to our hearts. Who hath he sealed us and given us in earnest the Spirit in our hearts? He put his Spirit within our hearts. There's an anointing within me that no matter what I face, I'm anointed to face it. I'm anointed to, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is. I'm anointed to face it. The Bible says that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in me. Tell someone the same Spirit. Same anointing, hallelujah, that quickened him, come on, that raised him back up again, amen. When he was on the cross and he breathed his last breath, hallelujah. I want you to know that there was a Spirit within him, hallelujah, that quickened his bones, hallelujah, that caused him, you can't stay there no more, amen. You can't stay in that dead place, amen. God's Word speaks, hallelujah, that anointing confirms it within me to cause me to get up, hallelujah. When I feel weary, when I feel weak, when I feel like I can't do it, that anointing is in me, come on, to get back up again. Tell your neighbor, get back up again. Come on, get back up again. Hallelujah. You might have fallen down. You might find yourself in a tough place. But I'm here to tell you tonight, get back up again. Come on, you're anointed to get up again. Hallelujah. You're anointed to get up again. Hallelujah. You're anointed for this. Hallelujah. I feel it in my spirit. Come on, everybody. You're anointed for this. Hallelujah. You're not called to be on the ground. You're called to get up again. Amen. Come on, shout it out. I'm called to get up again. That anointing's in me. No matter. Hallelujah. He might knock me down. I might get knocked down, hallelujah. There's things that we go through in life that are tough sometimes. Come on. There's been moments in my life. I feel this in my spirit. I want you to hear this. Come on, someone needs to grab this with your heart. I feel it right now. Listen, you might have, hallelujah, felt like yourself. I've been in a situation where I felt like I never thought that I could get back up again. But I want you to know, those that have ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, hallelujah. And He told me, get back up again, hallelujah. Get back up again, hallelujah. And glorify my name. Glorify my name. I want you to know that He told Lazarus, get back up again. They said you stink. They said you smell. Come on, there's been people in my life that said, you know what? You'll never get up. You're not going to be able to do this. But I just hear the Spirit of God saying, get back up again. Get back up again. And I have to hear that voice. And He called my name. Last week we talked about it. The calling of the Lord upon us. That God's calling His people to come up a little higher. Come on, amen. To come up higher. Hallelujah. Don't stay in that place, but get back up again. And God's speaking to our hearts. Hallelujah. To get back up again. I don't know how I got there. Amen. Hallelujah. He's brought us here. Amen. I'm anointed for this. Let's look at Luke 4. Luke 4. Amen. Amen. I'm happy to see everybody here tonight. Amen. I'm blessed that you're here. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad you're here. Hallelujah. I want you to hear this. And it says, this is in Luke 4, 16. And it says, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. Now this, I couldn't get past this part right here because it doesn't seem like, but I want you to know the Spirit of God speaks. And I want you to realize it doesn't matter, hallelujah, where you've been brought up. Doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, what has been taking place, what has happened to you. Come on, amen. What has been said about you. Come on. It doesn't matter. Tell someone it doesn't matter. I want you to hear this because He just came out. Jesus has just come out of the wilderness. He was led by the Spirit. Say, led by the Spirit. Into the wilderness. Into a rough place. But He's anointed for this. Doesn't matter how dry it is. He's anointed for this. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how hungry I get. I'm anointed for this. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter wherever I go, whatever happens. I'm anointed for this. And I recognize who's within me. Come on, amen. It's not about me. Come on. But it's who lives within me. Amen. It's about the Christ that's in me. And so when He came up out of the wilderness, He came up out of that place. And I want you to know the first place He went is where He was brought up. That first place he went is where he went. I want you to know that God will bring you back to places. Listen, he'll bring you that you will get to that place that he will be glorified in the midst of whatever you went through, no matter how long, no matter what went through, no matter what the hurts were, no matter what happened to you, where you were brought up, what somebody did through to you, what somebody brought you your way. I want you to know that God will bring you that place to cause you to say, get back up again. That you glorify his name. And we're anointed for this. I get really excited, sir. I want to bring this out the right way. But God, in the midst of this thing, I pray that you hear this. I'm not going to get very far, I don't think. I'm going to tell you, I can look back now and see moments in my life where the enemy tried to interrupt what God has called. Tried to discourage the anointing that's within us. To try to get the upper hand. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Listen, I want you to know that I'm anointed. That listen, no matter what pain I go through, he'll bring purpose. Come on. Doesn't matter whatever mess I've been through, God's going to bring a message. I want you to hear this. I want you to know that, listen, that when I recognize and stay in my lane and I let the anointing go before me, amen? Jesus was led by the anointing. Even though the enemy came to erupt, what didn't matter because he was anointed to face whatever he was going through. You're going to face some things in life, but I'm here to tell you, stand proud, hallelujah. Stick your chest out because you're anointed no matter what you go through. I'm going to go through it with God, hallelujah. I'm going to walk through it, whether it be a valleys, whether it be mountains, no matter what I go through, I'm going to walk through it with God. And so God will begin to put a message in your heart out of the midst of your mess. Come on, amen. Out of the midst of my mess, I want you to know that I've glorified God with my life out of the things that I've been through. Come on. Out of the trials, out of the things I've faced, out of the midst of a trial. I mean, out of the midst of that, God has given me a testimony. In tribulation, I got a testimony. In the midst of my mess, he's given me a message. Come on. In the midst of my pain, I have purpose when you're anointed. Hallelujah. And you let the anointing move. Woo. We just lost air. We're anointed. All things. Come on, amen. I want you to see this. Don't let what happened to you determine the outcome. But what's in you, let it determine it. Greater is he that is in me than anything out there. Then no matter what I came from, no matter what's in front of me, no matter what's behind me, come on, greater is the anointing in me, hallelujah, for all things, hallelujah, no matter what it is. God makes everything altogether lovely. How can it be? He makes all things lovely. So in the midst of that thing, that we can't let what happened to us, what happened to you, whatever you're in the midst of, we need to let God go before us. You need to let the anointing arise. Say arise. Let God arise and his enemies scatter. And he says, and so Jesus, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. I want you to see that, listen, this is for us to see that the anointing goes before us and it makes a way. I want you to hear this and know this. The same anointing is in you. That's going before Christ. It's in you. That's the word of God. That is in me. That's God's word. So Jesus went back to where he was brought up. And he goes to church. And he gets to the synagogue. And he was given the word of God. I want you to see that, listen to me, when we move in the Spirit and when we walk in the Spirit, God will make a way, hallelujah. We can let God do what he and make everything lovely. I just want you to see this and know that no matter what you're in, I want you to know that we trust God. Let God go before us. Watch what happens. Everything was against him. These people seen him as just Jesus the carpenter, Mary's son. They didn't see him in the anointing. But I want you to know it doesn't matter what you see. Doesn't matter what they see on the outside. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the enemy tries to tell you. It matters what he says about me. And he goes into that place, hallelujah, with the anointing upon him. And he gets up on that place. And listen, I want you to know that he didn't pick the scripture. Listen, what they would do is they would take a scripture for the day. The priest. Jesus. He didn't pick it. But the custom was they would take the scripture, and Jesus was mature. Jesus was at that place where he was in that place to read the scripture that day. And they said, Jesus, here, would you read this? They didn't know what they're about ready to get into. Hallelujah. You don't have to try to do it on your own. God will make a way for you. And they gave him the scripture. And this, I want you to see this. The particular day, he got this scripture. The right person, he got this scripture. I want you to see how powerful this and recognize this, that God will make a way for you where there's no way. And you say, how can it be done? Because Jesus began to read this scripture as he stood up in that place. And he says this. You ready? He says, the Spirit of God, of the Lord, is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to recover the sight of the blind, at the liberty of them that are bruised, set to them their liberty, those are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I want you to see this and take hold of this. That same anointing's within me. That no matter what, I want you to see, to break me out of every captivity. Come on. Any bondage, whatever that is, that same gospel, that same word, that same anointing is within me in the midst of whatever I'm going through. So Jesus began to preach this. He began to minister this word. And then he turned around and he sat down. Say he sat down. I want you to know that, listen to me. They come up against him after, but it doesn't matter. He wasn't going to try to justify himself, but he sat back down. I want you to hear this and know that we need to declare what God says. I want you to catch this. We need to declare what God says. Don't argue with it. Don't reason with it. Just flow in the anointing and sit back down again. I know I told you to get up, but I want you to hear what it's saying in the spirit. I'm saying positionally that I let God go before me and I sit down. I say, God, Lord, I believe your word, and I'm going to sit down and agree with it. I'm not going to argue with it, hallelujah. I'm not going to doubt it, but I'm going to sit down, hallelujah, in the place of authority that you placed me, God, and agree with what you said about it. Come on, say yes and amen. Come on, somebody say yes and amen. Hallelujah. The anointing makes way for me. Of all the books, Isaiah 61, that was handed to him at that moment. Let's look at 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 16. And it says, and the Lord said unto Samuel. Oh, I'm sorry. 16 verse 6. Here we go. And it says, and it came to pass that when they came and they looked upon Eli and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before me. I want you to take a look at this, and I want you to see something. I want you to know that, listen, you don't have to try to make way for yourself. You don't have to try to fight for yourself. I want you to know that that's where so many times we get in trouble, where we try to make a way for ourselves. We try to justify ourselves. We try to fight for ourselves. We try to do it in our own strength, in our own ability, with our own resources. And I want you to see here that here is Samuel. He come to anoint David. But there's a few people, a few brothers that go before David. Tell someone, you don't have to make way. Your anointing will do it for you. Your anointing will do it for you. You don't have to do it. I want you to hear this in my spirit. Come on, I just feel this right now. I want you to catch this. And he says, and the Lord said unto Samuel, he says, and he said, surely this is the anointed. He was the guy that looked right. He had it all together. He was strong. He was mighty. I probably had a beard. I can't grow a beard. I have a hard time growing a beard. But so he's standing there with this anointing, and Samuel comes to him and he says, "This is surely him." And God says, "That's not." And he tells Samuel, he says, "Samuel," he says, "the Lord thy God does not look on the outside, does not look at the countenance. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts." He says, "or in the height of his stature." What it looks on the outside. I want you to see that this is what God sees. It doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what it seems like. And he says, "because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man sees." He says, "for the Lord seeth not as man sees. For the man looketh on the outward appearance." Say, "help us, God." But the Lord, he looks on the heart, on the inside. And he says, "and Jesse called Abinadab, and he said he made him pass before him, and neither he was the chosen one." And Jesse, he says, and he goes all the way through the line, and it says, "and Jesse brought all seven of them before him, and the Lord has said, these are not them. And Samuel said unto Jesse," he says, "are there here any more children? I hope so, because if not, I feel like I miss God." I want you to know this. I want you to get this and hear this. That we have to trust the Spirit of leading in our hearts. We have to trust the leading of the anointing within our hearts. The Spirit of God leading us. Because so many times and so many mistakes I've made was based upon what it looked like on the outside. And God's teaching us not based upon the outside, but what's in the heart. Letting God speak to our heart. Because we look at things on the flesh, we look at things and we let them lead them. And then we realize that they're not altogether lovely. They look like it, they seem like it, they smelled like it, they felt like it, but they weren't altogether. Trust in the Lord. And he says this, and so he said, and he began to go, and he says, and Jesse says, "you got to have another one." He says, "man, I feel like I've missed it." Come on, you might have missed it, but I want you to know. Come on, tell someone, get back up again. Get back up again. Hallelujah. Go lay hands on another. And he says, and there he said, the youngest. He says, "and behold, he keeps the sheep." Say, "keeps the sheep." And Samuel said unto Jesse, "send forth and fetch him." He says, "for he will not sit down till he comes." David didn't care about the crowd. David was content with the anointing that was within him to keep the sheep. I want you to hear this and know that we can't get out of our lane. We can't get out of our position. We can't go before God. But we got to be content with what God gave us and where we are right now. And sometimes that's hard. Come on, amen. Because sometimes the thing around us seems like, how can this work out? Or I don't want to be in this moment. But we got to let God work in the midst of where we are. Hallelujah. We got to be content with what, because the anointing that within you is enough. Come on. Don't get before God, because sometimes we get nervous. Sometimes we get excited. Sometimes we try to run out before God. Sometimes we get fear. Whatever those things are sometimes to cause us to move outside the anointing that we should operate in. Unfortunately, so many times that people begin to move and operate in an anointing they weren't anointed for, try to move in that, and they begin to fall. Because they try to do something God didn't tell them to do. I want you to know that sometimes I felt myself frustrated because I've tried to do things that God didn't tell me to do. And I felt God, I'm praying, "God, Lord, I didn't tell you to do that." Oh, yeah. Well, I thought it was right. There's a way that seems right within a man. And in that way, it leads to destruction. But we have to trust God. Say, trust God. So David was content keeping the father's sheep. He was content staying in that place where the father placed him. Come on, it was his natural father, but I want you to see spiritually. He placed them there to keep the sheep. Come on, tell someone to keep the sheep. Come on, just do the anointing. Why? See, we can't see all things. See, God's eternal, amen? God's redemptive. What God's doing with the time, listen, every moment, every second in your life, hallelujah, is eternal. It's for purpose. It's for direction if we let God lead us. God was doing something within David in the midst of that, that he was content of letting God do. And God was creating within him a warrior. He was creating within him a king. He might not have seen it, come on. He might not have understood it, but he was content in that. God, keep me in that place that you need me to be. I want you to know that even Jesus, even walking in the midst of the wilderness, I'm telling you, there's a lot of other places he probably would have loved to have been. But he was content with what the Father, where he had him. Amen? Hallelujah. He was content with that. Content with what the anointing that he had. 2 Samuel. Are you okay? 2 Samuel 5. This is in... I just want to just get these. David has a lot of these things, but there was three anointings. We can get into that, how that he was anointed three times. And maybe I'll do that on Wednesday night because it's really good. Amen. And he says, but when the Philistines heard, say they heard, that they had anointed David king over Israel. All the Philistines, say all the Philistines. They came up to seek David, and David heard it, and he went down to the hold. I want you to see something, that they spread themselves. Here's what happened, is the anointed that was in David was being tested. The moment Jesus stepped into the wilderness, the enemy came to test him. To test what? The anointing within him. He was testing David's anointing. They found out that he was... let's really see how tough he is. I've always had that happen to me when I was younger, where that there would always be somebody in the crowd that I would always be the biggest person. And it was always somebody that would get drunk. And they felt like they had to go after the biggest guy to prove something. It didn't always work out well. It didn't always work out well, but someone would feel like they had to prove something. Come on. They get this sense of strength within them when you... Come on. And they have to challenge it. They have to see, really, is this as strong as it looks? And I want you to see that, listen, the enemy wants to challenge the anointing, hallelujah, that's within us, amen? He wants to challenge that anointing. But I want you to hear this, that greater is he that is in me, come on, than he that's in the world. Greater is he, hallelujah, hallelujah. I need to let God arise, amen? And his enemies will scatter. I need to let God arise. The anointing was within him. And it says, and David inquired of the Lord. He began to seek the Lord. And the Lord says, shall I go up to the Philistines? See, I want you to know that he sought the anointing, hallelujah. He began to ask, began to speak, and began to ask the Spirit of God within him, the anointing within him, Father, should I go? So many times we jump out ahead of ourselves and we get defeated. But he says, shall I go? And he told him, he says, you're going to go and you're going to defeat them. Amen? And he says, and deliver the out of their hands. I will deliver. And David came and he says, and the place was called Baal-perazim. And David smote them there and said, the Lord hath broken forth. Say, the Lord's broken forth. The Lord has broken forth. He fought my battles for me. Letting the anointing within me, hallelujah, overcome that which was on the outside. Amen? I just want to lay these, give you a couple of these scriptures. James 1. James 1. And it says this. This is James. He says, "This certain of God." He says, "Of the Lord Jesus Christ." In James, he talks about the inward faith. Say the anointing. On the inside. And he says, and he said, brother, count it all joy. This is one of my, and I say this reverently, but this is the biggest, the most struggle I have with any scripture in the Bible. It's right here. Why? Because he says, count it all joy. I mean joy. Yay! This is what he's saying. Come on. Say yay.
Yay.
When you fall into diverse temptations. How many times have you fallen into temptation where the enemy has come up against you? Come on, amen. And you say, yeah. But this is where I'm trying to get you to see. Listen, he says, you count it all joy. You need to count it all joy because there's anointing within you. Hallelujah. So count it all joy. He said, James 1. He says, brother, count all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying your faith, it works patience. It's working in you. I want you to know that the squeezing and the thing that's working within you is working for you and not against you. We need to let God squeeze us. And I want you to know that He's not squeezing to hurt you, but He's squeezing to get you the what's in you to come out of you. He's squeezing me to get me to realize what's in me is greater than that's what's out on the outside. In the midst of my temptation, He said, count it joy whenever you're challenged with believing me or yourself or something else. You're going to be challenged. But listen, do not look on the countenance. Don't look on the outside. Don't look like what it looks like out there. And He says, but let patience here be perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Tell your neighbor that we're going to be content. God wants us to be content with the anointing that you have. The anointing within me is enough. What He gave me is enough. He says, and if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to him liberally. He says, and upbraideth not. He says, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith. Don't be wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind, tossed back and forth. He says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Blessed is the man, fully satisfied. Amen. Fully content. Amen. And he says, for when you were tried, he received a crown of life, Zoe life, real life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say that when he is tempted, that I am tempted of God. For it's God that cannot tempt with evil, neither tempteth with any man. But I want you to know that, listen, I will go through temptations in that, and it'll challenge me so that I can recognize and let what's inside me come on out the outside. That in the midst of me, let God arise. And this is what I want you to see, because David was content being a shepherd because God was working within him, because he began to take in the midst of his mess, working with all the sheep, they're messy. Literally, they're really messy. And they're not very bright. They're always trying to go their own way. Trying to do their own thing. But I want you to see this. But David was content because God was working within him. He was counting it all joy. He didn't say, I can't believe my brothers and all that. What are they doing? What are they doing? How come I'm here and they're there? Sometimes you can look at somebody else's life and say, look what they got. The anointing that's within you is enough. I just wish this would work out for you. I want you to hear this and trust God. Because David was letting something eternal, the eternal purposes of God, work within him. Turn his trials into a testimony. Amen. He was working something within him. He was bringing out of his pain purpose. God was working within him. Because guess what? David was anointed. He found himself standing before a giant. Hallelujah. And in the midst of that, he was facing all his critics. He didn't try to do it on his own, but he let God go before him. He faced something, and something rose up inside of him. The anointing rose up in the midst of turmoil, distress, dysfunction. It rose up within him at the right time. And Saul told him, he says, how can you do this thing? He says, I'll tell you how. He said, because I've let the anointing work within me. And he says, and I watched God whenever a lion came along, while I was content being a shepherd. The anointing rose up within me and took it out. He says, and then here's another story. He says, a bear came up against me. But the anointing that was within me rose up against it. Listen, I want you to know that without those stories, count it all joy. You're all by yourself. You feel like you're alone. You're getting attacked by bears and lions. Oh my. But I want you to know that God's working something within you. Come on. Count it all joy. Because God's building something within you. Hallelujah. God's working something within your hearts. Let Him do His thing. Amen. Come on. Let God work that thing out of you. He's working the anointing out of you. Because sometimes we try to push it down. Sometimes we try to contain it. But I want you to know when God gets on you. When God gets up on you. Hallelujah. You can't stay in that place. You got to get up. Because listen. It was the anointing that stood in front. It could not be His own flesh. He could not have faced the giant with His flesh. But the anointing that was in Him could face it. And He took down Goliath. There's a lot of giants that we try to face, but you cannot face it without the anointing. There's a lot of giants that we face, but we cannot face it without the anointing, the Spirit of God within our lives. I don't care what it is. We need the anointing. Tell someone we need the anointing. James. Oh, wait. Hang on. 1 John. I just got to give you these scriptures. I love this. I can't help it. Are you happy? Are you good? He says, 1 John 2:27. He says, but the anointing. Say, but the anointing. Which you have received of Him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you all things. I want you to get this and understand something. That I say this all the time. I want you, hallelujah, I want you to take hold of what God's saying to you, not just me. Because you have an anointing to face whatever you're going through. You are anointed to do it, amen? You can't do it on my anointing. Come on, amen? Sometimes there's something about that where we just take hold of what the anointing that I need to trust your anointing, just do. No. I want you to know that you trust me, but you need to know what God's saying. Amen. I need to know what God's saying to me. Say to me. I need to hear what God's saying to me. I need to hear Him say, hallelujah, you're going to win this battle. You're going to face this and you will, hallelujah. You're going to overcome. I don't want you to have to trust me to say, oh, you got this, Beth, hallelujah. I want you to encourage you. I want to lift you up. But I want you to know in your spirit, hallelujah, that you're anointed for it. Amen? That you're anointed for it. That no matter what you face, you can make it. Amen? And he says, teaches you all things, the truth, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in Him. And now, little children, abide in Him. Say, abide in Him. And He shall appear, and we shall have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. He said that we will see His appearing. That letting God, that's what David did. He let God arise. He wasn't ashamed. He wasn't afraid. And he seen the appearing, the anointing come forth out of his life. And guess who else seen it? Everybody around him. Goliath fell because it wasn't David, but it was the anointing. It was the appearing of God within him. It was the appearing. My enemies are not going to run because they see me, but they see Christ in me. Amen? And he says, let's look at... I'm sorry. Timothy, that's where it is. I just remembered. I want to say this because I want you to hear this. And he says this to James, or to Timothy. He says, and when I remembrance, he says, the faith that is in you, thou wilt dwell, that was in your grandmother and your mother, I am persuaded that in thee also, it's in you also. Say it's in you. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance. Sometimes we need, I want you to know we come here tonight, we sing our songs and our worship. It's to put us in remembrance that we're anointed for this. Come on, amen. When you sit here and hear this word, it is to remind you, come on, amen, that the anointing that's within us, hallelujah, that Christ in me is the hope of glory. And he said, stir up the gift of God. Say, stir it up. He says, which is in you, he says, putting on the laying of hands, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. He says, but he's given us power and love and a sound mind. He's given us, he says, be not ashamed of your testimony. He says, of the Lord, nor me of a prisoner, but be the partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. He who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling. He says, not according to works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which He's given to us through Jesus Christ before the world began. I want you to take notice in that because this, here's what it says. That God doesn't do anything without having the answer for it first. God never created anything without having the supply for it. He created the grass, and then He created the cow. With created, God's His voice, when God declares something, whatever, when His word is spoken, He has a purpose and direction, and all that we need is in it. Amen? Everything. Say everything. He says, stir it up. He says, but is now made manifest by the appearing of the Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and brought life, immortality to light through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And He has appointed me a preacher, a messenger, to declare that message. Ephesians 5. I think this is about the last scripture. I just wanted to encourage you tonight. Am I encouraging you tonight? Ephesians 5. It says 14. And it says, wherefore, He saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. He says, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the time, because the day of evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding that the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I want you to hear this, and I want you to know that I talked about this. Remember, I told you that sometimes when those ones would get a little drunk, they got a little boldness. But it wasn't real boldness. It was a false boldness. Come on, amen. Y'all get this. Come on. Sometimes there's things that people would do when they're drunk. I know you are all church-going folk that you've never been there. Come on, amen. Help me out tonight. Come on, help me out. He says, you've never been there. But I want you to know that when you got that little bit in you, it gives you a little false sense of security that you might not do what you normally would do. I used to find myself a long time ago getting myself in trouble because I would do things, feel myself be a little bit stronger, come on, a little bit more outgoing, a little bit more bolder, and find out, guess what? It wasn't a good idea. You think, why do people drive when they're drunk? Because they think they could do it better. I'm a really good driver, drunk. No, you're not. He said, but that false boldness. He says, there's a false anointing whenever we rely on our own self and our own strength. I want you to get this. And he says, see that you walk that. He says, wherefore, be not wise, understanding. He says, and be not drunk with wine, where in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things. Say all things. All things. I want you to see that Jonah was, he was at a place where that sometimes we need to recognize within us. We need to be awakened to it, quickened to it. The Spirit of God that's in us. All through the Word of God, we're reminded and reminded of Him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Our purpose is in Christ. All that we need is in Jesus. And I want you to see that even with Jonah, when I began to think about Jonah, I began to think about this today. When I thought about Jonah, where he was on the boat. And he was running from the purpose. He was trying to run from the anointing. Amen. He was trying to turn away from what God was calling him to do. The voice of God was speaking to him and telling him where to go. And he went the other way. You can't run. You can't hide. Because the master of the ship, he called out. And what did he say? Awake, O sleeper. Tell someone awake. I want you to know that somebody, God will use, doesn't matter who, to remind you, you're anointed for this. In the midst of what you're going through, God will put somebody in your life that will cause you to shake you, come on, amen, to cause you to rise up and say, come on, you got this, hallelujah. You're not going that way, but listen, you're going to listen to the voice and you're going to rise up. Come on, stand to your feet. I want you to take hold of this. He said, get up. He says, arise, O sleeper, hallelujah. And he began to ask him, he says, what are you doing? What are you hiding from? Let God arise. I just pray tonight. I pray that we are quickened to that. I feel so many times that we sleep on our anointing. The access that we have every moment, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That no matter what I face, I'm anointed for it. And I need to let God work out of me. Everything that I'm going through in my life is precious. Because it's working something eternal. Something great. Something that will prosper me. You think, how can it be? I want you to know I'm anointed for this. God's working within us right here, right now. Right now. Right now. You don't have to try to do it. You don't have to try to make a way for yourself. Let God be God. Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray right now, God. Lord, just in the midst of this right here, this moment, God, Lord, we ask you, God, Lord, to speak to our hearts, God. Ask you, God, Lord, that whatever we face, God, Lord, in the midst of this, sometimes we don't recognize, God, Lord, or we're not awake, but God, quicken us right now. Quicken each one of us right now for your Spirit, God. Lord, that we arise, God, Lord, that we lift up our heads, God, Lord, that we see you, God, Lord, that we don't look at our circumstances or situations, God, but we let you arise, God. We let you work it out, hallelujah. And you're working out within us, God, Lord. You're working out of us that anointing, hallelujah, that breaks yokes, that heals the brokenhearted, that, Lord, delivers and sets free, God, Lord, that you're working that within our hearts, to God, Lord, to set us free, to loosen us, God. That anointing, God, Lord, it's like that oil that you get poured on when you get stuck in a situation, God, Lord. That oil, that anointing loosens us, God, to get up out of it, God. So no matter what stuck place I feel like I'm in, God, it's the anointing that causes me to get up out of it, God. It's the anointing that causes me to lift myself up, God, by your power and your might, God. Lord, I thank you for that, God, Lord. I just pray to God, Lord, that you quicken each and every one of us. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying to us right here. Right now, in your name we pray. And we'll declare with all of our hearts that we are. In Jesus' name. Come on, amen. Encourage somebody. Bless somebody.